You may have woke up this morning and learned that Nvidia became the third most valuable company in the world, passing companies like Google's parent company Alphabet and Amazon. Nvidia's trajectory indicates that it could soon topple Microsoft and Apple to become the most valuable company in the world. In today's episode, we're discussing what has propelled Nvidia to this astronomical valuation. I'm David Dooley, and welcome to Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. Since the birth of ChatGPT-3 and the rise of AI everything, investors have been looking for a company that will be a clear winner in the AI arms race. After all, if you heard anything about 2024's Consumer Electronics Show, it was probably about how every company is integrating AI into every product. One thing is clear, even if AI isn't your cup of tea, you'll eventually have to integrate it into your life in some form or another. This brings us to where we are today. Nvidia is at the epicenter of the AI boom because of their graphics cards. To be fair, they aren't the only company that makes GPUs, but competitors like AMD and Intel are a generation or two behind what Nvidia offers. GPUs have historically been coveted by gamers and people with graphically demanding jobs like editors or people who use CAD on a daily basis. But with the surge of AI, GPUs are now highly coveted by almost every company. The significance of GPUs in AI comes from the ability of a GPU to handle parallel computing. Parallel computing is the ability to process large amounts of data simultaneously. Parallel computing is essential for AI and deep learning, which are the technologies that enable machines to learn from data and perform tasks that normally will require human intelligence. Essentially, your favorite large language model uses graphics power to handle all of the data that you request. NVIDIA's GPUs are used for both AI training and inference, which are the processes of creating and deploying AI models. It is clear by most measures that NVIDIA makes the best GPUs. They are often faster, more efficient, and have more support than many of the rivals that exist today. These factors, coupled with a constant supply shortfall, makes for a perfect storm for profits. It seems like everything NVIDIA touches turns to gold, even on products with lackluster reviews. That's right, I'm talking about the RTX 40 series supermodels. The ability to still drum up demand with, at times, drab product releases and the sentiment that the competition is still years away has led Nvidia to achieve a runaway valuation. At the time of recording this, Nvidia has a valuation of almost $2 trillion and has a price-to-earnings ratio of almost 100. For context, Nvidia is expected to generate almost $60 billion in revenue in 2023. They have recently surpassed Amazon in market cap with only 10% of their sales. Obviously, Nvidia appears to have a higher growth trajectory than Amazon, but does that justify the lofty valuation? Investors could be potentially baking in earnings that they will never see. AMD is hot on Nvidia's heels with their GPU offerings and in some instances surpassing Nvidia. Intel has also developed a solid GPU, but it's a generation or two behind in terms of performance. Nvidia also has the graphics industry joining forces to get the industry off of the CUDA language. All of these factors make for an interesting GPU market going forward. I think ill-informed investors look at the market as Nvidia and everyone else. Only time will tell if Nvidia deserves such an immense valuation. That's it for me today. I'm David Dooley, and this has been an episode of Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. If you learned something or enjoyed today's episode, subscribe for future episodes.